us the big picture. Who was Epstein? How did he make his money? And what went on that island?
Well, it's islands, plural, actually. So a lot of people, they know about Little St. Jeffries. He also bought Greater St. Jeffries. And so that is, every time I hear the island, people need to understand that the activity that went on those islands also happened in Florida and New York and New Mexico and Ohio and in Paris. He had properties all over the place. And the pedophilia and other acts and trafficking happened in all those locations. And that started long before he had his islands. And it also happened on St. Thomas. He had an office in St. Thomas, and he had half the government there working for him.
Wow. What was his source of wealth? How is it that he had a home in Paris and New York City and that he literally owned these islands?
In the beginning, it was mostly Les Wexner. You can still boycott Victoria's Secret. You can boycott Seagram's Liquor. You can at least avoid the products of the people involved in this. He got a lot of money principally from, I'd say, his top three. Well, obviously, Wexner and Bronfman, and then Leon Black, and then Glenn Dubin. That was his principal financing. And then a lot of it he got illegally. And his companies, he was able to get huge tax breaks for example, in the Virgin Islands, $300 million in tax breaks simply by bribing or blackmailing. We don't know which one, but using his skills to get the legislators to change the rules for him.